Good morning. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's World of Friendship, the Olam HaYedidus, that he wrote between 67 and 73 based on his lectures at that time. Well, today Rav Volbi continues his understanding of the role of yeshiva to the world at large. He turns around and he says, you have to understand, the job that we have now that we have an Eretz Yisrael, now that we have a Medinas Yisrael, is to turn around and raise the goal of that Zionism. Currently, the role of Zionism is political. But we need to raise it into something greater, something that is built on Yeshua, on salvation. And how's that supposed to happen? It happens when there has to be an awareness of Shechina. That's what we daven every day. We say, V'sachazana inene v'shulcha l'tzion. We are waiting for that opportunity. We pine for it. What's going to happen when we get it? So what's the Shechina that we're looking for? Hamachazir Shechinoso l'tzion. So Rav Volbi says the Shechina, as opposed to an open awareness of God, is an internal or halabavos, is an internal awareness of God. It's not that God is standing outside and you just can't miss it. It's a desire that comes from a light that takes place within each and every human being. And he says that people, they can't have this free-floating. They need an anchor in order to be able to develop that or halavavos, that light in the fire in the heart. And they need to be able not only to find a place to develop it, but they also have to have a place where they can turn to and anchor it. I was talking to a very, very famous Rav yesterday, and he was telling me that his greatest desire is to find one day a week where he'll be able to go back to his yeshiva and learn. And that, of course, is not a brand new thing. Indeed, it was in all the Hungarian Rabbanim's contracts that for 1 month a year they would return to Pressburg to go ahead and be at the feet of their Rebbe, the Rav Moshe Schreiber, the Chasam Sofer. That was the way that things were set up, so that people would remain connected. If you plug into the central source, then when you're off running on your own, you'll be able to spread that central source and spread that light. And that, of course, means that there's an importance in having Bati Knesios, Bati Midrashos, Yeshiva. You know, there is a certain understanding that why should everyone go to yeshiva? Yeshiva produces one type of person. And those numbers are not major numbers. It's true, Rav Volbi says. Not everyone in yeshiva will become a Gadol Hador. But everyone, whether they're inside the yeshiva or whether they are building homes outside of the yeshiva, they're all committed to a life of Kedusha. They all wind up having an anchor. I'm staring at a book that was written by one of the great Rosh Yeshivas of today, Rav Aaron Lopiansky, A Ben Torah for Life. Should be mandatory reading for everybody. Because, to be quite honest, he deals with the question of what happens to a person after he leaves the yeshiva. If you leave yeshiva and you don't have a connection, you have no awareness of where to go, then the yeshiva system failed you. Why is that? And you failed in your mission in yeshiva, because if you fall flat on your face without an ability to turn around and develop, then what did you really hold on to? No. A person who comes out of yeshiva, plugs himself in, and develops on his own, and is able to go back to his source to keep the light that is inside of him, whether he goes on to a career in medicine or law or technology or whatever it is. But he's a Ben Yeshiva who works in those areas. She's a Bas Torah who works in those areas. Instead of making the focus of life on those areas, her name, his name, is Ben Yeshiva. Now, before the Holocaust, Rav Volbi pointed out, all over Europe there were thousands of people who were Bnei Yeshiva, and therefore they lit up their little shtetlach in their large cities with that same light of Shechina. People looked and said, oh, there goes a yeshiva person. Then I want to live the way they live. Today we have to have more. It's a little bit harder today. History points out that the openness of society has created a counterculture of knowledge, but without any awareness. Rav Volbi says there is such a danger, because people don't learn to appreciate the world of yeshiva. And yeshiva is a broad-based interpretation, but people forget what is important. Chazal told us that if Ilu Yadu Umos Ha'olam Kama Mechaper Beis HaMikdash, if people understood, if the nations of the world had understood how much the Beis HaMikdash helped them, they would never have gone ahead and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we have to understand, if people understood how important it is to have yeshiva, they would never bother the Bnei Yeshiva with all the mundane matters of the day. They would understand that there's a connection. Unfortunately, people are not focusing in that regard. They don't appreciate that which happens in the yeshiva. They don't appreciate the protection of the yeshiva. And so as a result, they focus on other matters. And unfortunately, what happens thereafter is people forget to send their own children. And then we face this assimilation crisis. Because when you don't have the Shekhinah, you're just another nation walking around among the nations of the world. We're facing a spiritual crisis here in the United States. We're facing that crisis around the world, where people aren't appreciating how important it is to have that connection to Shekhinah. So let's realize that until Meheri Yibana HaMikdash, people need to find a way to be connected to their Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos, and not just as places to pray, but places to learn, places to be inspired, places that you can turn to your children and say to them, when we need a pickup, we go here, and we listen, and we learn, and we grow. Not just for the fun activities, though yeshivas should have them. Not just for the tishes and the singing, though yeshivas should have them. Because it's not the particular activity that makes the difference. It's the awareness that when I come in here, I'm connected. And I can always call. And I can always make sure that wherever I am, I can go ahead and connect again. Build up a spirit. And be able to shed, to light my own lamp. Then in turn will carry the Shekhinah to my family, my community, and beyond. Have a terrific day.